more often than not, family members minimized how serious the situation was, as opposed to overreacting. So people would come in and they would say, you know, this, and this is happening. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, we should have been talking probably 6 months or a year or more ago. And now, you know, things are really, really, really in a critical situation. And we have to move fast to get some things accomplished. So that's one tip at the kind of initial investigation phase. Sometimes also they don't record everything. Maybe they record an allegation of neglect, but they don't get the exploitation part, or vice versa. And here we're talking about abuse, neglect, and exploitation of an adult over 65 or with a disability. And it is important that you make sure that the parameters of the investigation are appropriate for the situation that's at hand.
Just to illustrate that, I'll recount a memory from back when I was with Legal Services. We had a former nun who was very good at getting action on cases involving domestic violence. One of the tricks that she taught me was when you draft a statement, use the word blood often. And of course, that could be done with any kind of any word that has a dramatic effect, which is what we're looking for here. I had one case in which my clients were threatened with a sword by their son, who was in his 50s. So when I wrote it up for Adult Protective Services, the word sword appeared about 15 times. And it's surprising how that can increase the dramatic effect.
Excellent point. And you can make intakes online as well as calling in. And, you know, if you do that, you have, as Clyde said, a little more of an ability to frame the vocabulary and establish the tenor as opposed to calling in and having verbal interaction. Thank you, Clyde. Other comments? Yes, Lindsay.
I just had a question. I don't deal with a lot of APS calls because I don't get into guardianship very much, but I did have a caller who was reporting neglect and APS didn't do anything because the subjects were lying about the neglect. They told the investigator everything was fine, even though it wasn't. What approach can you take with a situation where the person is a little too embarrassed to admit that they're in danger?
Well, as a lawyer, and I worked on challenging APS findings too, and I found as I've done these presentations over the years that really not, we need more lawyers doing that. We need more lawyers, you know, challenging findings when they may not be accurate, A, because if they're validated on somebody that has not done something wrong, has not abused, neglected, or exploited somebody, that's a really serious situation because that's a finding by the state of Texas. So I would work to overturn, challenge some of those findings. In situations where maybe the situation's being soft-pedaled, and some of you may recall back about 15 years ago, we went through a big reform with APS where they would go and kind of leave their business cards at people's homes. And, you know, maybe they didn't get inside and there would be, we had one where there was 18 tons of debris hoarded inside a house and it was written off as being a lifestyle choice. And so we went to the legislature and got a pretty significant reform of APS at that time. You have to be really, really persistent and keep making calls. And if a new call comes in, they'll typically merge those cases. But you have to keep the pressure on to have them investigate. And then my recommendation is that, you know, if a mandatory report is made and you're not getting the action that is needed, that the lawyer work on a parallel track with the APS investigation to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And if you can't get that through pressuring APS to you know, investigate thoroughly the way that they're obligated to, then, you know, look at alternative measures. And I was not shy in cases that warranted it, where we had the medical evidence, to go ahead and file for a guardianship proceeding and get the court involved, because then you have a different fact finder. You can put the evidence before the court. You can do it in a way that, you know, is you can establish the evidence and the facts and circumstances, calling fact witnesses. You just don't have that kind of control in an APS investigation. So if there are capacity issues, you have a very, very good alternative in either filing for guardianship or doing a court-initiated guardianship under Chapter 1102 of the Estates Code.